I want to wish you a very happy Easter. We rejoice at Easter because it is a time to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. At Easter, we also celebrate our faith in the gift of eternal life, which God has given to each and every one of us. In the Old Testament, the grave was considered to be a negative place. It was considered as a place of darkness where no one wanted to go, much less live forever. Since Jesus predicted that he was going to die and rise again, the Pharisees, the scribes and religious leaders were not happy, and they did all that was possible to see that what he predicted never ever came to happen. They sealed the grave. They put guards around the grave just to ensure that Jesus never ever rose again. But Jesus rose again from the tomb as he predicted. When Mary Magdalene and Salome went to the tomb, they saw an angel. And the angel said to them, "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who rose again from the dead. He is no longer in the tomb. He has risen again." By rising again, Jesus transformed the meaning of death. By rising again, Jesus changed the meaning of the tomb and the grave. By rising from the dead, Jesus ushered us into the world of hope, saying to us that death is not the ultimate. In the prayers during the Mass, we hear it said often and again that at death, life is changed, not ended. That is to say that when we die, we shall rise again. Jesus made us to believe that at death, the body of believers is like a seed that is planted to the ground. After a while, the seed springs up again with new life. Jesus gave his believers the assurance that whoever lives and believes in him, even though he dies, he will rise again. And that is the hope that we have. That is what differentiates us from others, that we shall rise again. That is the core of our Christian faith. The Kirundi people of Burundi have an interesting proverb, and that proverb says that when an enemy digs a grave for you, God gives you an emergency exit. That when an enemy digs a grave for you, God gives you an emergency exit. That tells us that even at death, even at defeat, God is in control. It tells us that life is about falling and rising again. Life is about dying and rising again. Jesus has redeemed us by his cross. Jesus has gone to the grave and has come out of the grave to give us the assurance that we too, all believers, shall rise again. We pray that as we celebrate this Easter, that we too shall celebrate our rising again from the darkness of defeat, our rising again from the shadow of death, our rising again from failures. The empty tomb is what we celebrate at Easter. The resurrection of Christ is what we celebrate. And we too believe that we shall rise again. We too believe that death is not the end. Once again, I want to wish you a very happy Easter. And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.